Dr. Benner, your work is unparalleled, and I'm a huge fan of the way you lose control and turn into an enormous green rage monster.
Thanks. One of the really successful design decisions made in the beginning was to incorporate Mark into the Hulk. And, you know, there was a lot of debate back and forth on whether, you know, the Hulk should look like Mark, but I think having that semblance of Mark Ruffalo, having the eyes and the area, you know, in the face where you feel like you can see him in there, really grounds the character in reality. Once the film was edited and we knew exactly what the Hulk shots were going to be, he came up here with Joss, and we set up cameras that represented where the film camera was, and here's a bunch of witness cameras, and we gave him kind of a space to work in and let him run through every performance on the film. We sort of did a rough calculation and figured out the Hulk is somewhere between, you know, 1,100 and 1,600 pounds. And so that kind of character, that kind of mass, is going to react very differently than Mark does. And I think that's where using Mark's performance and combining that with the incredible animation that's done here, that's where the artistry happens in the interpretation of how that performance needs to be augmented to become the Hulk. When he's unleashed, he can fly, you know, he can jump huge distances, he can smash things. We wanted to make sure that he was able to do all those things and still have sort of a human, believable, locomotion to him. The first layer is getting the animation nailed. Then on top of that, we had a whole process of simulation. So there's a muscle and bone structure under his skin that kind of preserves the volume as he's moving. On top of that, there's a dynamics part of it, which is a simulation that happens once the animation's done. That gives you the kind of jiggly parts of it. And I think one of the great decisions on this Hulk was that he's not super cut all the time. We then have a claw simulation on top of that, which we typically use for shirts and pants, but it actually works really well when it's constrained to give us all the little fine wrinkles in the skin. And on top of that, there was a very thin layer of skin simulation that we did just to get that final level of a movement to the skin that, you know, is so hard to recreate. Making sure that we were accurately getting the performance that Joss was looking for and also making him look real, that last 15% ended up being a huge challenge for us.
Hulk, smash.